Hello, everybody. Welcome
Hey,
back to Yap O'Clock. We're so excited to have you here listening and watching. Thank you so much for your support. We're excited to yap today.
Yeah, we spent the beginning of this yapping personally.
Exactly. Yeah, we were getting ready.
We were warming up.
Yeah, we were warming up the vocal cords, getting ready to yap. We were like, okay, are we ready? And then I went off on like a 10-minute tangent and about...
Are we ready? Oh, well, now before I forget.
Right, exactly. Let me just mention this first.
Now that we're here...
Exactly.
Because we haven't seen each other all day. That's such a long time.
I know. Like, I missed you all day.
I know.
And now we get to see each other. Now we get to yap.
Talk about our co-stars.
Exactly. I want to see what your co-star says today.
I actually didn't read mine today because I was so busy, I forgot.
Oh, my goodness.
I forgot to not click it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Befriend your nervous system. Do calculated risks, clarification, self-advocating, don't, gloating, sleep deprivation, conjectures.
Interesting. Yes, always self-advocate. Be friends with your nervous system. That's what it said, right?
Befriend your nervous system.
Yeah.
Today it says that we're strangers.
Uh-oh.
Wait, us as strangers, if we were strangers. You hold long eye contact. I avoid revealing personal information, and you catch me Googling your name.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a little bit accurate.
Yeah.
Except the long eye contact. I've really had to work on eye contact for me. I never used to make eye contact at all, and now I'm just like, okay, it's literally like a personal building like thing, relationship building. I need to actually look into people's eyes.
Sometimes I focus too hard on like being like, you need to stare at them, make eye contact, smile, that I'm not listening to what they're saying.
Yeah, you get in your head a lot. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I used to like lip read, and then I realized as an adult, like people can fully see me staring at their lips, and I'm like, I hope they never got the wrong
idea.
You
should learn ASL and just be like, oh, when I was a child, I was deaf, but now I'm good.
What? I'm not going to fake an illness.
Why not?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
Okay.
You have a real one. You could just say that, like...
I do have a real illness. I have diabetes.
She's my diabestie.
Ooh.
Yeah. But what's your say?
Okay. Mine. Aw. Mine says, appreciate the way your brain works. Do.
What was it?
Appreciate the way your brain works.
Oh, because you're big-brained.
Big brain. Oh, my gosh. We have one of the same do's. Okay, so do ascots... PowerPoints and self-advocating.
Okay, period.
That's crazy. Don't boasting, interruptions, take credit.
Take credit for anything today?
I mean, I gave myself some credit for all the work I did today, but I didn't take it from anybody.
Yeah.
I earned it.
You just gave yourself the credit you deserve.
Exactly.
Period.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does mine say? Highly compatible today with Isabella. You and Isabella are a team of shape-shifting tricksters, spinning endless yarns that lead to gloomy dead ends, pushing each other to reach secrets you aren't meant to know.
I feel like we've gotten that one before.
I know. It seems very, like, eerie, very mysterious.
Shall I read my paragraph?
Yes. What do your paragraphs say?
Today, there's a little voice in your head telling you that it is selfish to put your feelings first. It's not. You just haven't accepted that you can discover your bravery without a crisis. Ooh.
Ooh.
Control your impulses. Whatever you do, try not to act rude. Whoops.
Oopsie.
My bad. It can be hard to control verbal diarrhea when others try to limit you. There's nothing inherently wrong with needing social approval. It just doesn't necessarily serve your purpose right now. Be adaptable.
Be adaptable.
The general theme of your life during this period is to expand your horizons and broaden the range of your experience. Fictitious good is a platitude. Oh, haven't heard that word in a while. Real life good is fresh and intoxicating.
Ooh.
Real life good. That's crazy.
Interesting. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh and intoxicating.
Fresh and intoxicating.
Sound like the Grinch.
It's fresh and intoxicating.
Oh, French?
I feel like
fresh... And intoxicating.
Fresh and intoxicating. Oh, I kind of cooked, Loki. Also only watched The Grinch, like, once.
And you did it. I'm so proud of you.
I did.
You did.
I did. Max. That's
Max.
The only, I don't think.
It's okay. You did great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so mine says, you're in a groove with new friends. Conversation is easy and stimulating. Friendships can always be nurtured in small directions. You're the one that has to make it happen. It can be hard to go easy on yourself when you're shut down. There's nothing inherently wrong with respecting order. It just doesn't necessarily serve your purpose right now. Keep pushing against the grain, but don't set yourself up for failure by aiming unrealistically high. The general theme of your life during this period is to reflect, without confusion, on the relationship between what is ideal and what is real. Questionable intentions can lead to good results. Hmm. What do we feel about that last sentence? Questionable intentions can lead to good results. I don't know if that...
You don't mind me yawning. I think that questionable intentions, it's like... Maybe if you're having doubt in others, you should just see where it goes. Don't shut it down, because maybe they could be questionable, but the outcome is positive.
Interesting. Well, that sentence confuses me a little bit. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. Let me check this friends tab. What does our friends tab say? Does it give us more? Okay. Today, with our compatibility, you can enjoy time together without worrying whether there will be more.
Aww. Mm-hmm.
You're such a constant in my life. Isabella wants to learn something new with you right now. Paint your names on every boarded storefront around town. Okay. So it means we're going to go out on the town.
Oh, here's what mine says about us today.
Yeah?
It says that I'm drawn towards desire and that you are very committed. They're creating the conditions for you to be yourself right now. Being straightforward is another way to play. Compliment them on something besides their physical beauty.
Oh.
Well, I mean, where to start? I think you're smart, and I think you are very funny, and you're very, like, street smart.
Yeah?
That's something I admire about you. I could put you in any city, and I know you'd be okay.
That's true.
If I just... If I knew that you, like, teleported to a random city with nothing, you'd have a hotel by the end of the night.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I can take care of myself.
Yeah. Me, not so much. You drop me off in the street, and you're probably like, oh, where'd you go?
No, I think you'd be good.
I don't know.
You are very smart.
I just am bad at directions. You're very
capable. But if you're in a random city, you don't know what direction to go anyway.
That's true.
You just go with what your gut tells you. It's an opportunity to follow your intuition.
So true.
And trust yourself.
So I'm sorry for those watching. I can't stop yawning.
I know. I'm just so boring. Also, for anybody watching, if you see something in my hand that I'm fidgeting with, it is called Nido.
It's the nice cube.
This thing, I got it for Christmas from Isabella. And this thing is like my new fidget obsession.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't stop, like, it's squeezing great. The dough.
I like that more than the gumdrop one.
Yeah.
The gumdrop one is like I'm like exercising my hands.
It's like hard. I mean, this one, I like, it does exercise my hands too. And also because like throughout the day, I feel like I need to have like strong hand muscles anyway.
Uh-huh.
So this is good to like strengthen these muscles while I'm not at work or doing whatever. I think this is good. I think this is very nice.
Yeah.
So if anybody is watching, then I'm just fidgeting with this. I needed an emotional support fidget today.
Mm-hmm.
Just for fun.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like very hyperactive right now. Before, like we were saying, before we started the podcast, before we started recording this one, I was just like chit-chatting. I started like 15 different conversations in like 10 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, I did this. Yeah, you're just like, you're yawning over there.
You're tired.
But
yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, again. Gosh.
I don't even know why I'm so tired. The camera turned on. I was like, I think I'm ready for bed.
You just went, oh, sleep cam.
Well, what's your paragraph before we get too distracted?
What?
Your paragraph.
I already read my paragraph.
Oh, that's right. You did.
We get too distracted.
I remember that you read, the last thing I remember was you reading the friend thing, and I forgot you did the paragraph already.
Oh, yeah. I did the paragraph because we had that whole conversation about the last sentence of whatever, the questionable intentions.
Yes, I remember. I recall.
Now you recall. It's okay. Yeah.
Shall we talk about your new skills you're developing?
Yeah, my new skills. I am in my barista era, for sure. All last year, well, not all last year, but like for a good amount of the last year, I was on TikTok and I somehow landed on Barista Talk and I saw all these people with espresso machines and like the right way to make espresso, you measure out 18 grams of beans and you grind it up and all this kind of stuff. You have the puck, you have the tampers, all this kind of stuff. I know a lot about the art of espresso making now. And I'm just like, I want to do this. And so all this last year, 2024, I was like telling everybody, I want an espresso machine. I want to enter my barista era. And Santa listened.
Mm-hmm. Shout out Santa.
Yeah. Because I got an espresso machine and I think it's a little bit defective.
Uh-oh.
Because it doesn't heat up when I turn it on. And so the first few cups of espresso that I had were cold and I was like, I think it's supposed to be hot. I'm pretty sure the machine's defective. The only way that I can get it to warm up is if I turn it on the steam setting, and let it warm up that way. And that shouldn't be. So, waiting to see if I am getting a new machine or not from the company. But anyway, I'm just so excited to have espresso. Growing up, we always had an espresso machine at my house. And, like, in Portuguese culture, it's very, like, customary to have coffee and have an espresso after your meals. Mm-hmm. And, like, you wake up, you have a coffee, you have a midday coffee, and then you have lunch, and then you have an espresso after lunch, and then you have your mid-afternoon snack, and then you have dinner, and then, you know, you wind down, but you don't have an espresso before you wind down.
So people in Portugal are just caffeinated out constantly.
Yes. Okay. 100%. They live for espresso. And, like, so we always had it at the house, and, like, my dad would make cappuccinos, and it would be really nice, and, like, so having an espresso machine kind of just like, it feels homey.
Yeah.
You know, it feels a little bit nostalgic. And now that I'm like, now that I'm in my own space, I'm an adult and I'm like, now I can have my own espresso machine and now I can make espresso for people who come over and like get to host. Mm-hmm. I think 2025 is really going to be like my hostess era.
Yeah, let's have people over.
Yeah, exactly.
We have a beautiful space. Plenty of seats and exactly. No one to sit in them.
Yeah.
And I still have, for New Year's, I made too many champagne jello shots.
Yeah.
And they just sit in the fridge.
I've honestly been chipping away at them.
Good.
Anytime that I'm like, I'm not leaving the house, I'll just have some.
Amazing. That's great news because I don't know what to do with them.
There's so many of them.
I didn't think it would make that many.
No.
To be quite honest with you.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah.
But they're good.
Yeah.
That champagne you got for New Year's that we popped at midnight, that thing was strong, though.
Yeah.
Do you remember what brand that was?
It was the orange label of Prosecco. That's how my dad told me to find it. He's like, so it's an orange label, it's Prosecco, just get that.
Oh, okay.
Because it doesn't give him a headache.
It was very good and very strong.
And not expensive. It was like maybe $20.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
I think this year I want to declutter a little bit more. I have a bunch of stuff I've cleaned out that I want to sell. And I just feel like productivity is on the mind. I look at my space and I love my room. I love how my room is decorated, but it's like there's stuff I never wear. I just hang on to it for why. Get rid of that. Cut out the dead weight in your life this year.
Yeah, there was a, when I was like 17, 18, I went through a really big minimalism phase. And so like I would declutter all the time and I just felt so like not heavy, so, so light in my space. And I only had the things that mattered to me and the things that sparked joy and, and it was just really nice to go, and I did, very often, I did closet cleanouts. So the way that you're supposed to do that, according to minimalism and, like, Marie Kondo, you take every single thing out of your closet. Because if you leave it in your closet, you're just going to skim right past it and be like, oh, well, that's been in there. It's, like, whatever. But if you take it out of its home, then you actually look at it for what it is and you evaluate it and you're like, does this bring me joy? Have I worn this in the past year? Mm-hmm. And then what I used to do, if I was iffy on something, either I would put it away in a bin and not look at it. And if I didn't think about it for like a few months, then I would just get rid of it because I'm like, I literally have mm-hmm. no need for this. Or what you can do is turn your hangers backwards. And then once you use an item, you put it back in the closet with a front-facing hanger, like the regular way. Okay. And then after like a certain amount of time, like however long you want to evaluate, if you want to evaluate every like 2 to 3 months, every mm-hmm. 6 months, whatever, you can look at the things that are that have the backwards hanger and be like, I literally haven't touched this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have all the life hacks. I loved my minimalism phase, and I still kind of live in the minimalism phase. Right. Like, it's just not such a huge part of my life anymore. I used to really like making minimalism content on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But, like, I also was in a space that I didn't feel, like, so uplifted to make videos, as confident to make videos. I was just kind of, yes?
Have you seen on TikTok the people that have bins and piles of like soaps and fragrance and stuff?
No.
Oh my god, it makes me go nuts. They have like shelves of Bath and Body Works sprays and soaps and all the fragrances.
And it's that's like, just gonna get you sick.
Yeah, and it expires.
Yeah,
you can't possibly use all of that. Mm-hmm. Anyway, oh, that was a pretty bam!
Hit the mic. Boom.
But yeah. You were talking about being minimalism, and it made me, I remembered people that, like, have, like, shelves. They call it, like, pan something. It was, like, I don't remember. But it's, like, people are, like, starting to make a shift. They're, like, we should use all of this. Yeah.
Yeah.
I buy a perfume, and until it's almost dead, I go buy a new one. Mm-hmm. That's how I've lived life.
That's, like, the correct way, in mm-hmm. my opinion, to do things so that you don't overclutter, so that you're not wasteful.
Yeah.
And you're using what, like, you know what you use.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can evaluate that way.
But that was, when you're talking about that, that's what I remembered.
No, that's so insane. I could never do that. I could never have, like, so many multiples of things like that. I understand, like, stocking up if there's, like, a sale or whatever. But, yes, things do go bad. And especially, like, things with fragrance. If there is something on the label that says just, like, fragrance, that is like an umbrella word for so, like thousands of chemicals.
I'm a big no chemical girl. What about you?
Yeah. I, on my TikTok actually have been, there has been so many videos on like low toxic swaps that you can make. And so I'm about to run out of, I had bought Tide Pods for some reason, and I'm about to run out of them in a few cycles. So I'm going to look into getting like low toxic natural laundry detergent.
I need to show you what I just bought. I just bought something very similar to that my mom recommended to me, and if she recommends it, you know it's
good.
Yeah, it's called like clear something, I forget. But yeah, because they're like not in like plastic. It comes in a tin and refillable cardboard refills.
Oh my god, I love that.
And it's made my shelf go from this to this.
Skinny.
Yay. Now, speaking, okay, so low toxic swaps.
Yeah.
But do you ever walk past people that smell offensively of Tide Pod?
I don't think so.
They like, it just like reeks of Tide Pod because it's got a very distinct smell.
It does. I just.
And sometimes I'll walk through a crowd and I'll walk past someone, they just smell like a Tide Pod.
You should point at them and go, Tide Pod! Tide Pod!
He's a pod user! and it's weird. Like, guys, please leave in the comments down below. Do you know the Tide Pod smell, and do you smell it on people? I'm also starting to realize that maybe I have a very strong sense of smell.
I think you do.
Because remember our last podcast was like, you smell nice, by the way. I'm all the way over here.
Yeah.
Or like there's people where, like, people will gift me things, like, and it still smells like them, and I can smell it on them. Like people have smells.
They do. They have scents.
And it's like, and I smell things, and I'm like, oh, this was, I, you know. Or, like, once I was near a burning battery once, and I remember I sniffed around the room, and I was like, it's coming from right here, wherever there's a battery around here somewhere. Like,
You're like a sniffer dog.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That's crazy. That's me.
I'm so hound dog core.
You have a strong sniffer. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
One night I was laying in bed. It was really weird. This strange smell. You're not going to like what I'm about to say. This strange smell of like rot passed into my room and it left. And I sniffed everywhere. Couldn't find it. I think it came from somewhere around our...
Ew.
But at first when I smelled rot, I got scared because that means demon.
Oh.
Do you not know that?
No.
Oh. So they say that if you think that there is a spirit in your home, and there's a few ways to tell if it's a demonic presence. One of the biggest ones is that it smells like rot. Hmm. Like rotting meat.
Ew.
Yeah. So I was laying in bed one night and I was just like...
In this apartment?
Yeah.
Oh, so it looks like we're going to have to sage the apartment. Yeah.
But is that... Okay. Another side note.
Okay.
Sage.
Yeah.
Buying sage is taboo. No?
Why?
I was told that it can only be gifted to you from like particular people.
Really?
And you shouldn't buy sage. Let me Google it.
Really? I mean, I know that people use
buy sage?
The stick versus sage, but I've never used the stick, the Palo Santo.
Can you buy sage for yourself?
We've always bought sage for ourselves. Nobody's ever gifted us sage. Can you?
So apparently people over harvest sage. You could grow your own sage, or you can buy it for yourself, but here's the AI overview. But many people believe that according to traditional practices, sage should be gifted or harvested responsibly.
So basically, like, I could gift you sage.
Yes. And then here's the thing that says cultural sensitivity. In many Native American cultures, sage is considered a sacred plant and should be treated with respect, which often means receiving it as a gift rather than buying it.
Interesting. Okay. So it's like a respect thing. Almost. That's... I can see that. I can respect that.
Oh, this one's from wearenative.org. If you must use white sage, grow it yourself or purchase ethically cultivated white sage. Mm-hmm. Do you believe in like witchcraft and like practicing it, or like for example, I have a horseshoe that hangs above my doorframe in my bedroom, mm-hmm. and I have it hanging upwards mm-hmm. rather than downwards, because you know how that works. Mm-mm. So the horseshoe, and it's not a real one; it's like a little one from the Kentucky Derby my mom got me.
Okay.
And how it works is there's two theories. Either you hold the horseshoes up on your door because it's supposed to be like a cup that overfills and luck falls down Ooh. Upon those who enter, or upside down, which is it's emptying luck onto those who enter.
Okay.
I personally like the cup idea yeah. where it fills with what like luck and wealth and it falls onto those who enter. Mm-hmm. So I have a horseshoe on my door.
Oh, I noticed that.
I think it's cute. It's like this big.
Uh-huh.
And it was this big. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
What's it from? I'm thinking Surf's Up. It's like...
talking about a
and
wave?
He said it was this big. And I said, that's disgusting. It's Sonic Fandub. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, okay.
I'm talking about?
No, I have no idea.
You guys should watch Sonic Fandub, by the way. That's some of the most... So there's this whole scene where Dr. Robotnik is being voiced by... I forget his name. And he was like... I've come to make an announcement. Shadow the Hedgehog's a bitch-ass motherfucker. He pissed on my wife. And like, it's a whole monologue.
Oh,
he goes,
my God.
And he said his dick was this big. And I said, that's disgusting. Anyway.
Interesting. Okay.
Please watch the Snap Cube Sonic fan dub.
I think you recommended that in the last podcast episode, too.
I love them. I put them on as background music because it makes
that's
me
so
giggle.
Funny. That's like your lo-fi.
Yeah. That and Brittany Brisky Pod.
Yeah, I hear that often. Sometimes, like, she sounds like you, almost.
What?
And I think you're talking to yourself.
That's
like,
funny, actually.
And then I look, and I listen, and I'm like, no, that's Brittany Broski. Well, or, like, then I think you're talking to somebody, and I'm like, who's she having a conversation with?
So funny.
But I was like, oh, my God, she's listening to a podcast.
Well, can I tell you why I'm listening to her all the time? I'm getting caught up on all of her podcasts.
Okay.
So I can start listening to one that come out. I've started Recent. From one, and I'm on, like... 60, I think.
How many does she have?
I don't know. Oh. I think she's in the hundreds now.
Oh, wow. So you have a little ways to go.
I'm almost there. I've almost bridged the gap. Because I started going that way. Like, I started beginning going to the last one. I was like, but then I'm missing out on...
the lore.
Yeah, so I started at the bottom, began.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? She's so real.
She is.
Yeah.
She's very relatable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's cool.
She's pretty sick.
We should have a podcast collab one day. She comes on ours.
We go on hers.
We go on hers.
She never has guests, but she does. We should be on Royal Court. Well,
didn't she do, like... didn't she have, like... she was talking to people. Is it on her podcast, though, or was it, like, segments on the podcast?
Well, she has, like, the thing called Britney's Royal Court, where she has people from the land of Broski come, and...
yeah.
We would be on that, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
And we could be there together.
Because they have... she has, like, famous people go on that.
Mm-hmm. Aaron Taylor Johnson was on it. Mm-hmm. I think Rhett and Link were on it.
Really?
And she made a super stretch chair so they could sit together.
That's funny.
So there's a chair we could use.
Exactly. Somebody's already carved the way for us.
Yeah, so hi, Britney. Love your stuff. I think you're very funny, and I like the voices you do because it reminds me of myself, because I do silly voices, and I feel like you've really paved the way for people who do funny voices to be allowed in society. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Because I like to do like little voices, and sometimes I talk.
You are so Britney Broski core.
She is the blueprint.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's my icon.
So iconic. Yeah. Exactly.
She's my icon. And I could never be her. I have to be me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I also like listening to her stuff and just being, because it's like, we've been podcasting for 16 episodes now, and it's like, at first I was like, what are we going to talk about? But now it's like, oh my God, I can't stop talking.
Right. Can't stop yapping.
No. No, but that's so funny you think I sound like her.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she's got a Southern accent. I don't really know if I do.
But you do Southern accents.
It is funny to do one, though.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all, how are you? My name's Bill.
Like, you slip into it very often.
Very often. Like, I think I've been possessed.
It's, maybe that's the spirit. It possessed you. Southern spirit.
That was the evil spirit.
But it's evil. It's not evil in, like, a harmful way.
No, it's just, like, be
it's
Southern.
Just, like, change your accent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it. It's, like, harmless evil.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I think it would be fun to be on somebody else's podcast as Yap O'Clock.
Yeah, both of us.
Mm-hmm.
And we could bring her on BYOM.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
BYOM.
Yeah.
I think that's fun.
And maybe we should do guest stars this year. Should we?
I think we should. I think we've been podcasting long enough that we can now invite people onto podcasts. I was telling somebody that if they want to be on the podcast, they have to have Yap-tential.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have Yap-tential. We cannot have you on the podcast if you're just going to sit there and stare at us. I know we're awesome. I know we're funny.
I know you're
starstruck. You have to contribute to the conversation. Yeah. You have to be able to hang.
It's a very loud car driving
by. Know. I don't. Can you guys hear that? That's crazy.
You know.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It was almost out of the living room.
Oh, my gosh.
Jeez.
I know one person that I want on the pod.
Yeah.
We've talked about this.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about them.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yap-tential.
Yeah, high Yap-tential.
High Yap-tential.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Also, sidetrack again.
Okay.
I'm awake now.
Okay. Welcome back.
Thank you. I think that we should embrace cringe culture.
Okay.
Five Nights at Freddy's. The Living Tombstone.
Five Nights at Freddy's. You know, the Jack Black video.
Yes, I'm familiar. liking Sonic the Hedgehog.
What? That's so back.
At work, I had a coworker go, now, do you really like Sonic the Hedgehog, or is this just a bit? I said, it's never been a bit.
It was real to me.
Oh, my God. Your feelings for her are not real. They are real to me. That's how I feel about, like, oh, my God, Silver the Hedgehog's how I feel.
Yeah.
That's my true love.
Silver the Hedgehog.
Yeah.
That was my song for him. So.
It was really good. I hit the mic again.
Oh.
I
twice in one pod.
Bam.
Boom.
But yeah. Because that's one thing I've noticed. When I edit this, because my voice is a little deeper than yours, I'm always so much more quiet.
You think you're quieter?
I'm so much more quiet.
Because it's deeper?
Like just my mic. It's naturally a little bit more quieter.
Do you need to raise it?
No, it's like almost all the way there.
Oh.
But I feel like I just talk a little bit deeper, a little bit like, because, you know.
Usually I'm the soft-spoken one in any social.
Your mic is very loud. I don't mean that in a bad way. Like, it's just like, it picks you up really well.
It does pick up. Third time.
I'm so sorry.
This pod. That's crazy. She is. Oh, did you?
Now it's alive
again. Oh, okay.
And it keeps recording.
I was like, wait, what?
And that's the beauty of it.
Crazy.
So if I'm ever talking, this is...
You can't hear me.
Yeah.
I have to click a button. I'm not going to click it right now.
Real.
But yeah, my podcast... or my
Shout out to HyperX.
Yeah. I don't know. What does that even say? Zeal Sound?
Zeal Sound?
Shout out to Zeal Sound. I bought it for like $20 on Amazon.
Yeah, there was like a sale.
But it picks up audio pretty well.
Really good. It doesn't really good for a $20 mic.
Pretty good for a $20 mic. $120. For sure. It doesn't. I feel like it doesn't like block out the sounds super well, but like it's a mic. Mm-hmm. I come out clear. And I'd like to say that I speak very clearly too. Yeah, I know. I don't know if we can hear them on the podcast though.
Sometimes I wonder if they can hear us talking, but I never hear them talking. So clearly voice doesn't travel through the walls.
Maybe.
Have you heard them?
I've heard them speaking. Nobody's ever said they hear me. I heard somebody the other day next to us, like, yelling, and I went, ooh, okay.
Like, yeah, blah, 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 blah.
It was something like, calm down, or like, it was something, and I was like, ooh, it was a man yelling, and I went, sir.
Interesting. I've heard an old woman singing.
Like a
few doors down.
There is an old woman. She likes to stare at me sometimes.
Why? Because she's so beautiful.
Like, two doors down. That way.
She's jealous of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes she does stare at me. And I go, hi. And she says nothing.
Whatever happened to that friend you made?
I don't know.
Have you seen him and his dog?
I was trying to remember his name.
Randy?
I don't know.
I thought it
was like Ralphie or something?
Ralphie! Yes! And he had a dog.
He's not going to listen to this podcast. Some guy was like obsessed with me or something. I don't know.
He kept stopping and talking to you for like 2 weeks straight.
Yeah. I parked my car one day and then he struck up a conversation with me. And I was just trying to get inside.
I just moved in.
I was in my work uniform. He's like, oh, well, I see where you work. Blah, blah, blah. And like, do you like it? And I'm like, yeah, it's great. Okay.
Bye.
Gotta go. And then like the next time I saw him out with his dog. And like, and then he was talking to me about his dog. And then like, anytime I would get home, like he would somehow be there outside, or like he would linger around. And I'm like, dude, go away. Mm-hmm. And like, he was friendly. He was saying hi, but like, you know, when you just get creepy vibes and it's just like, I know you're obsessed with me.
Yeah.
Go away.
Yeah.
So I'm always really good at picking up when people are obsessed with me in a creepy way.
Yeah.
But I never could pick up when people were obsessed with me in like a, oh my gosh, I have a crush on her way. Mm-hmm. Like where it's like mutually attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I know when people are like creepy about having a crush on me.
I would argue that's the more important skill.
Yeah, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But I was never good. Like if somebody, I don't think anybody actually ever told me they liked me except like once when I was 14. Mm. He liked me.
How old was he?
14.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it wasn't a weird situation. I think he was the only one who's ever said that he liked me, but it was over text.
Oh my God, that happened to me too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if anybody's ever like approached me and been like, hi, I like you.
Hi, I like you.
Aw. I like you.
I also like your nails.
Thank you.
I like that red on you.
Thank you.
You rock like a... I don't know, that's like a cool red. It's not like a warm red. You really look good in cool reds.
I'm pretty sure this one's called like Rock the Runway or something.
Jungle Red. Do you know that? It's from a movie called...
No.
Oh my God, it's called like Women. It's like...
It's called Women?
It's like... It's something about... It's something women, but it's like they're tackling it. It's all about men.
Interesting.
Very misogynistic, but it's a good movie. It's from like the 50s.
Oh, I've never seen it.
And her whole thing, it's like she's like, paint my nails jungle red.
Oh.
Because she was like a very modest, polite woman, and she crashed out, and then she was like, no, paint my nails jungle red. And if you've ever seen Mrs. Doubtfire, Robin Williams quotes that movie when he's like, jungle red.
Oh, that's funny.
That's from that movie.
That's really funny.
I'll have to Google it.
Oh my God.
Let me do that right now.
Okay.
Keep talking about your thing.
Yeah, so this is called Rock the Runway. It's Essie Gel Couture. I decided to try this out. And it works really well, except like the gel says it's not gel with a UV light. It's gel. it's supposed to act like gel. It's supposed to stay for like 2 weeks, which for the most part it does stay, but on the very like tips of my nails and the back of my nails, like the bottom part, it chips very quickly. And this time around when I repainted my nails, I put 2 coats of top coat and it still chipped pretty bad. So I don't know what the problem is. But for the most part, it stays red. And I've also been trying out longer nails because usually I'm a short nail girly. Mm-hmm. But I said, okay, I want to look put together. And for me to feel like I'm put together, it's jewelry on, like classic jewelry, and nails painted. Because mm-hmm. It's just the simple things in life. You know what I mean?
I found it.
You found it? What
the
is it?
The Women, 1939.
1939?
Norma Shearer, Joan Crawford, Rosalind Russell. About. It's all about men and the internal battle between the sexes. One side holds an overwhelming advantage. It's like a gossip movie, and it was so tea.
Interesting.
Yeah.
We'll have to watch it.
You know what that just reminded me of while you were talking, though?
What?
Can I tell you what I lost?
What did you lose?
My rings.
All of them?
No. The ones I wear every single day.
Like the cat one, too?
The cat and the mermaid. They were on this table on New Year's. I don't know what I did with them. They're somewhere in this apartment. They must be. Or elves took them. Genuinely, I remember I grabbed them from this table. Can't tell you what I did after that. I've ripped apart my room. Don't know where they went. And I have been told that this means that I'm changing.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my theory where sometimes my jewelry will disappear.
Yeah.
And I've taken that as a sign. So maybe I should take it as a sign, but...
Oh, no.
Yeah, they've disappeared. And so I've replaced my rings with a silver mermaid. I'm sorry.
Okay.
A silver butterfly,
aww,
which means change.
Yeah.
And then my aunt's, she has a Irish knot, which means like family, unity, harmony, whatever.
Interesting.
Luck, I think.
Huh.
So that's what I'm going with now. And I'll wear them on the next pod, but...
Okay.
No, it's weird. They truly just disappeared. I've ripped up everywhere they could have been, all around my jewelry stand.
Very weird.
They've just disappeared.
They've just gone. You were ready to... The universe said you're ready to let them go.
I guess. But for 2 days, I felt like I'd lost a part of me.
Yeah, you, like, mourn.
Yeah, I was like... Because I've worn the mermaid one since high school and the cat one since college. And I was like, who am I without them?
You me. Get to figure it out.
But, like, now I have silver rings and it feels weird.
Yeah.
But I don't know. New change is upon us.
Changes on the horizon.
Change of mindsets, change in positivity. Hopefully one day I'll be super positive, but I'm kind of just medium positive right now.
Yeah, I think I'll wear off on you a little bit more.
Yeah.
I'm always super positive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes I worry that I'm toxically positive, but like also, no, I'm not.
I would tell you if you were.
Yeah.
Because you're like, it's okay. I'd be like, no, it's not. Snap out of it. And you'd be like, oh. You know,
yeah. I acknowledge the bad, but choose to look at the good.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I think it's a beautiful way to live.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
A beautiful way to live with our coffee bar that we're going to build.
Yeah, we're so excited. Yeah. You're going to have to see the documentation on our social channels.
Yeah.
So you'll have to follow us on there.
Mm-hmm. Which is funny because we have that photo of James Dean that says The Rebel. And on my college campus, we had a coffee shop called Rebel Roasters.
Really? So, oh, my God.
Because UNLV is home of the Rebels. But
that's crazy. Like, full circle almost.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
And everything has meaning.
Yeah. What's that beautiful one audio? Everything is always connected. You know, the
line.
Yeah.
It really is.
They're right.
They write.
They write.
Mm-hmm.
Not W. They are right.
Yes. They mm-hmm. are right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Unfortunately, my phone is at 5%.
Okay, so I think that has to be all she yapped.
All she yapped for now. I'd love to yap more, but...
I'm going to have to tune in next week.
Yeah? And then the week after that?
And then the week after that.
And then really forever.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy. We get to hang out forever? That's so cool.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
That's so tea.
Love it.
Yeah, but...
Great, well, thank you guys for listening. Mm-hmm. We enjoyed yapping. Hope you enjoyed listening.
Yeah.
And watching
mm-hmm.
and everything.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you have a great rest of your day.
Whatever time you're watching
this. Whatever time,
hope you have a great one.
Exactly.
And we'll see you on the next episode.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, bye.